T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So will the U.S. Senate convene today at 12:30 to begin the impeachment trial of President Trump? Will they sit in the same chamber focused on the same issue without fundraising or running their mouths for 12 hours running at a time? That's the plan. Todd Ruger is the legal affairs writer for Roll Call up in D.C., and he joins us now to walk us through what we think begins today. Todd, what's the plan as we understand it at the moment?
Well, it is interesting to think about the senators sitting there for 12 hours in a day. Being up there at the Capitol, they like to walk around. They don't like to be in those seats, even for votes.
Yeah, right.
And 12 hours a day, plus they're going to need some breaks. There's going to be some fighting over motions or rulings that the Chief Justice is going to make. And so if you wanted to expend 12 hours worth of argument in one day, it's going to be a really long day. And so what we're doing now is going to have a fight today over these rules. The trial starts in earnest today, but first they need to do this resolution about how this is going to happen. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released that last night, and it does call for two 12-hour days for the House to present their case, followed by two 12-hour days for the Trump defense team to present their side. But it has a lot of some provisions that the Democrats don't like. One of them is that the House evidence is not automatically admitted, so there's going to have to be a vote as to whether the Senate even receives all this evidence that the House collected in their investigation. It allows Trump to make a motion to dismiss it immediately, it allows for 16 hours of questions from the senators, but only then would the Senate be able to consider motions on subpoenaing witnesses or documents, which is what the Democrats are really pushing to do. So this is going to be a fight over that today.
And what's the threshold for the votes? Is it a simple majority out of the 100, or is there a higher threshold here to approve or disapprove of this plan?
Well, I think we're not exactly sure about a lot of things with with this impeachment trial, because there has been so few. This is only the third. The last one was in 1999 with President Clinton. And in that case, there were arguments over the rules. They went into the old Senate chamber. They had a discussion. They came out and it was 100-0 on the rules. So we're going to have a fight over this on the floor. I don't think that you're going to see Democrats agreeing to much. I don't think you're going to see McConnell backing down. And so, whether that vote is a 67 or then the Senate says, well, we have to move forward. And so this only needs a majority. So it's 51, because it seems like it would be hard to imagine that there would be a way that the Senate would say, well, we can't agree on the rules, so we can't hold the trial. So I'm right. Sure one way or another they'll get through it, and get some rules down.
And if the current plan, as proposed by the Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, winds up being approved, whether it's a simple majority based on Republicans sticking together or whether it's some sort of agreement with Democrats, the plan is for the actual testimony, a presentation to start for the House Democrat impeachment managers on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday is the rebuttal from the president's team?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're pushing a very aggressive timeline, and that timeline then, if you add 16 hours of questions from senators next week, would then put it on track to be over as early as the middle of next week, which would be much different than the Clinton impeachment, which went for weeks.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell has really said, hey, folks, let's get through this really quickly. It's hard to imagine, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is going to be presiding. He's got oral arguments this morning. Then he's going to have to preside over it all day. If the schedule is going to be hard on anybody, it'll be him for sure.
Yeah, it's a marathon. Let me ask you something that I haven't heard people talking about, but I think it's worth at least discussing. In a criminal trial, jurors who have a demonstrated bias are excused. Sorry, you're not going to serve on this jury. What about the four presidential candidates, all Democrats, who have announced that they are seeking to defeat President Trump? Most of them have been very critical of President Trump and have, correct me if I'm wrong, I think all of them have offered commentary about the circumstances that the president finds himself in. Why aren't they asked to step aside in this case, since they would benefit from this? It's the exact same thing that President Trump is accused of, you know, taking actions in their official role that would benefit them politically and personally.
That's an interesting question. And what it comes up because the way that we think about an impeachment trial is through the criminal trial system. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things we all have to do is go to jury duty, and they call you. And then if you're biased, they strike you from the jury. They're looking for unbiased jurors from a pool of people. Here, the Senate is the pool of people. The jury, you know, the quote unquote jury, has already been picked and seated. And then in the 1999 impeachment trial, there was a motion by then Senator Tom Harkin because the House managers were referring to the senators as jurors. And he objected, saying, we're not just jurors. We're also judges. And that objection was upheld by then Chief Justice William Rehnquist. So the precedent here is that the senators are not specifically jurors. They're also judges because they get to conduct this trial. They don't have to sit there passionately. They can ask questions. They can make motions. They can rule on motions. We'll see either today or in the coming weeks, Democrats will be pushing for instance, National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. That's not something that a juror does. So it is like a criminal trial, but it's also entirely its own beast. That with its own rules and its own history.
We will be watching. Todd Ruger, legal affairs writer for Roll Call, the newspaper up in D.C. Really appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.